Avoiding a nap, my child suggests, let's go for a walk in the woods. Really? Is that what you want to do? I ask. Yes, he says, because it's your favorite thing to do. He wins. Wood walk, no nap. On that spring walk in the woods, to slow the crunching of the delicate spring blossoms under his fast little feet, I taught him how to find Jack in the Pulpits. Jack in the Pulpits are a shade-loving flower with a hooded cup-shaped petal that hides the stalk or the spandex of the plant. As he lifted up each petal and peered inside, he joyfully declared, "Jack's home!" This was followed by the endless question, "And what is this? And what is this?" And with joy, I helped him order the universe, naming fiddleheads, trillium, Dutchman breeches, and more. Of course, his enduring questions lasted longer than my ability to name the entire abundant, diverse botanical wonder that is the woods. So finally, we sat in silence and awe of all that surrounded us. I want to take you back to that woods today, that center, and see who is home. Forester Susan Simard's research explores the relationship between trees, more than just trees, the community exchange and the connections in our forest ecosystem. Her work has mapped a kind of mass communication and energy network that links everything together in the woods. Visualize an underground web of organisms that are linked together. She says, imagine, as you walk through the forest, that your footsteps traverse a telecommunication system that dwarfs the extent, dynamics, and complexity of anything man-made. Fungi. Yes, fungi, think mold and mushrooms and yeast. Fungi plays kind of a symbiotic superstar in our wood ecosystem, balancing the life flow. Trees are able to help each other in need, even recognize when their death is near, and share and transfer life-sustaining energy and resources through fungi, a kind of silent offering to the greater good. So now, when I sit in the woods, imagining this network, I think, Ents. Ents are real. Remember Ents? Ents are those anthropomorphic tree guardian beings from Lord of the Rings. All around me, there are silent green conversations happening, tree bough to tree bough, filled with joys and sorrows of the woods. It's a breathtaking idea to hold in your mind as you sit silently in the woods. Our transcendentalist ancestors taught us that the divine is fused in all of nature and humanity. Scientist and religious naturalist Ursula Goodenough wisely tells us, emergence, the act of becoming, is inherent in everything that is alive, allowing our yearning for supernatural miracles to be succumbed by our joy in the countless miracles that surround us. I agree. This sacred connection, this sacred complexity, it's a kind of miracle. The trees, after all, are practicing universal love. That is a miracle to me. When I read the article about the tree interconnections, I also read the comments section. One comment said, "It's amazing how the trees mimic human systems." Are we not mimicking the trees? Are we not part of the same network? This is an example of what Dr. King called our network of mutuality. Our network includes you and me and the woods and more. We are like the trees. We can and we do make altruistic offerings to each other every day. When we choose to take care of our child first, open a door, offer a smile, feed a neighbor, or bear witness to grief? Have you not contributed to this network in this way? Have you not been held by others in this way? This is the sacred complexity of interconnection, made manifest with our love. I believe Emerson was right when he said that there is divinity in each of us. We each get a fragment of divinity, and we are asked to nurture it. Emergence is inherent in everything that is alive. As children of the universe, can we be in charge of our own emergence, our own homecoming, our own becoming? If we can hold this sacred complexity of interconnection before us, intentionally, in our relationships with our home, the earth, and between all of us, miracles can happen. The trees are practicing universal love. Can't we? I just finished my chaplaincy training at St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a good place to try and practice universal love. My fellow chaplain interns were all clergy, good folks from a variety of backgrounds. We kind of sounded like a joke. One summer, a Unitarian Universalist, a Baptist, a Catholic, a liberal Christian, United Church of Christ, a non-denominational Christian, very conservative, were guided by an Orthodox Jewish rabbi into hospital chaplaincy. What did we discover? Invisible strings of connection everywhere. With open hearts, open minds, we chaplains explore the invisible interconnections, the ones between the families struggling in pain, with illness, with love, sharing cries of heartache and smiles of hope, all tethered together in this mixed blessing of life. We came together as clergy to honor the sanctity of life. But did we find universal love? Well, a good hospital chaplain does not tell you what to believe. They help you discern what is in your own heart. But maybe the center of the universe lies right inside my own heart. We are a miracle. We are connected by invisible strings of love. Love for all, loving each other, loving the earth. We cannot risk forgetting this love. Emergence is our birthright, the inherent worth and dignity of everyone becoming together. So even when the streets of Charlottesville are filled with hate and racism, and what we see shakes us to the core, we must fight for interconnection. Unitarian Universalists, we are the people that choose connections. So seekers, search for connections. Fight for your connections. We nurture the divine when we breathe instead of react into a moment. We nurture the divine when we listen with our ears, our hearts and minds, and then our hands. At a time in our world where we're being divided and the voices of truth are being silenced, we must manage the dark with love, not only call it out in contempt. We must heal the sacred, complex connections between us. Can Unitarian Universalists be the fungi of the religious world? Can we let go of what we think we may believe about another faith or another other and use the superpower of universal love? Can we be mindful of the connections that bridge, that teach, that embody the divinity in all of us? We are called to a higher moral, a sacred and complex ethic of interconnection. All faiths ask us to be present in the moment, search in our mind's eye, in our heart's knowing. So when things get ugly, and when we feel the ugliness, We know also that we have a chance to take responsible risk and look for connections. We are called to manifest love with our sacred complexity. It is messy. It will be hard. It will take courage. And it might be the reason that we are one of the miracles here on earth. I end with a reading by Yolo Akili, who is a Black author and educator in areas of intimate partner violence, LGBTQ issues, and HIV/AIDS in the DC area. He writes this. Remember, oppression thrives off isolation. Connection is the only thing that can save us. Remember, oppression thrives off superficiality. Honesty about our struggles is the key to our liberation. Remember, your story can save someone's life. Your silence contributes to someone else's struggles. Speak so we all can be free. Love so we all can be liberated. The moment is now. We need you. Blessed be.